All right, so what's your name?
Dan Cahoon.
And what have you put together here?
So our project is a website that allows Harvard students to input their schedule for their different semesters. And based on that, it looks at the our database of core curriculum classes and looks for core curriculum classes that don't conflict with that. And you can check off whether you need, like, Lit C or Science A or whatever you need. And it looks at your times available, and it only searches for things based on that and returns you a giant list of all the different cores you can take. So it's useful for planning your next semester or planning ahead for your plan of study.
That sounds good. Can you show us maybe like a quick demo?
I chose 61. Let's add that to the fall. So there you can see it's in the fall, next semester 5, fall 2009. I'm a chemical and physical biology major, so let's say I need a moral reasoning plus maybe foreign cultures core. Select semester 5 right here, and then we find cores, and it pops up with a list of all the cores that I could take based on that time that I have open. And I can enter a bunch more classes. I can enter custom events. I could enter something like biking or swimming or going to the gym if I wanted, just as, or yoga, set aside some time to do that. And then it'll all compensate for that while searching for the cores.
Looks cool. How did you go about implementing this? It looks like you had the autocomplete feature. Is that like Ajax?
Or? It's almost entirely based in Ajax. The database is SQL. We had to go through and enter all the cores through a parser, which was a bit hard because the core website isn't exactly the nicest to find them, and the registrar doesn't help us. But it's almost entirely Ajax. There's JavaScript calling PHP. We didn't use any other languages besides that, SQL and XHTML, but that's not really a language.
So what drove you to put this together? Was it just like a personal need to find core classes that fit in your schedule? Or?
Well, I always found it a really big hassle going through and looking for core classes because they're kind of arranged on the website by the different types that you can take, but they aren't really arranged in a nice way by times or anything. So you look for a nice core and you might find one, but then you decide that you're taking, say, like Computer Science 51 next semester and it conflicts. So we kind of cut out that whole searching step and just give you a list of things that you can take and that you know you can take. And then you can, instead of looking through and having to devote all that time to looking for things that just fit your time span, you can instead really decide based on the content of each one.
So moving away from this just for a sec, you took CS50, obviously. That's why you're here. What did you think of the experience?
I mean, I really liked it. I think before this, I was just a chemical physical biology concentrator. And after this, I want to be a secondary in computer science because it was just so much fun. I really love the problem sets, even if they took a lot of time. I mean, David Malin was a great instructor. He made the class a lot of fun. And, I mean, there's no final. That's always good.
Did you have, like, a favorite moment or something you learned that you really just like to learn about?
I think doing the Google Maps thing, I was just like, when I got that map up and working and it showed those place marks, I was just like, this is so cool. Like, it's just like, I mean, he showed the Wii example, but it's like, I just did this on my computer by myself. I mean, given Google did a lot of it for me, but I mean, mashing that up together with the news thing was just very fun.
All right, thanks a lot.